paragraph base. V'ze shekosov etzel isur shiloi lidroish b'machashvam ma'inim. And this is why, right next to the pasuk in the Torah, where it says that a Jew should keep away from these kind of people, these sorcerers and magicians, the next pasuk says, tomim tihye im Hashem alekecha. You should be sincere and whole with Hashem. Be completely with Hashem, nothing else. Rav Nosnal says, im Hashem alekecha daika. Note, it could have said im Hashem, just the word, the name Hashem. Why does it say Hashem alekecha? Rav Nosnal writes, Hashem alekim zebechinas shem mole. When we have Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei and Elohim, that's referred to in the Zohar HaKadosh as Shem Mole. That's one of the highest combinations of Hashem's name. The combination of Yud Kei Vav Kei, Elohim, Bechinas Alma Da'osi, which is what represents Olam Haba, the next world. She'oz Yihyeh Hashem Echod Ushmoy Echod. In Olam Haba, Hashem is going to be one, and his name is going to be one. In Olam Haba, there's not going to be any Medam anymore. There's not going to be any good and bad. It's called Yoim Shekulay Toiv. Olam Haba is pure good. Bechinas Hashem Elohim. That Hashem and Elohim will be one. In this world, we know that Yud Kei Vav Kei represents Chesed. Elohim represents Mishpat, Din. A Shofet in the Torah is called Elohim. Elohim represents Midas Adin. In this world, when something good happens to a person, he makes a bracha hatoiv ametiv. When a tragedy happens, we make the bracha dayin hemes. But it says in the future, in Olam Haba, it'll be kulay toiv. So that this combination of Yud Kei Vav Kei Elohim is Olam Haba, represents Olam Haba, which is kulay toiv. Kemoy Shadosh Rabbi Seinu Zal, as our rabbis tell us, ukemuva b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal b'kama mekoymos, and is brought in Rabbeinu Zal's teachings in many different places. It's brought, interesting, while we're on the topic, we'll mention one item, that this combination, Yud Kei Vav Kei Elohim, first of all, a person would say, how can you say that they're one? They're not one, they're two different things completely. The Tikkun Zohar says that if you take Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, the gematria, the numerical value of it is 26. 26 is chaf vav. Chaf in Hebrew is 20. Vav in Hebrew is 6. The Tikkun Ezra says, but when I pronounce chaf vav, when I write chaf vav, it can be written, each letter can be written as a word. When I say chaf, it's as if there was a chaf and a pei, and a kometz under the chaf. When I say vav, it's as if there were two vavs with a kometz under the first vav, right? You have the regular part of the word, and you have the miluy of the word, it's called, where when you pronounce it as a complete word. The Tikkun Ezra says, let's take a look at what the miluy of yud kei vav kei is. We said, the numerical value is chaf vav. So the first letters are a chaf and a vav. What's the second letter? The second letter of chaf is a pei. The second letter of vav is another vav. Pei vav equals Elohim, exactly. This is one of the ways that we see that Elohim is found inside Yud Kei Vav Kei. The milui of Yud Kei Vav Kei is Elohim. So we see Hashem Hu Elohim, that Yud Kei Vav Kei is Elohim. The Elohim is inside Hashem. That's number one. Number two, if we take the regular gematria, Yud Kei Vav Kei is 26, Elohim is 86. Together it's 112, which is Yud Beis Kuf, Yaboik, which is in itself one of the names of Hashem, and it makes up the first letters of the words Yichud, Bracha, Kedusha. It's the unity of blessing and holiness. We know that Bracha is Chesed, Kedusha is Gvura. Bracha means kindness. Poseach esyadecha mesbil haratzon. The bracha is given by the Kohanim. It says by the Kohanim, Koy sevorachu es b'nei Yisrael omar lehem, yivorechecha, right? Kiddusha is written by the Levim. It says, V'kidashto es ha-Levim. The Levim represent Midas Hadin, judgment. The Levim were the ones who had to have their whole body shaved. They couldn't have any hair on the body because hair is din and the Levi is din and the double din would be lights out. It would be super. So this combination of Yud Kei Vav Kei Elikim is Yud Beis Kuf, which is Yichud Bracha Kedusha. It's the connection, again, showing how they're all really one. It's all really oneness. In this world, in this physical world, it seems, it looks as if there's Chesed and Gvura. It looks as if they're two different things. When a person is given the right glasses, Losid Lovek, when it says Kimol or Zdeas Hashem, when Klal Yisrael is going to have a higher level Das, we're going to know that it just looked that way. It wasn't. It was all really one. We gave the example not long ago about a father who one day he writes his son a check for $1 million and the next day he smacks him for doing something terrible, you know. So the, and the kid, when he smacks the son says, "You're not my daddy. You're not my father. I know you. You can't be my father. My father gave me $1 million. My father loves me. He's kindness." The son gets older, he realizes that it's the same daddy. The same daddy knew that for this you should be rewarded and for this you need to get a patch. And they're both really acts of kindness, both really chesed. Ki oz yizbatel hateva, because lo sid lovoi, in the future, the teva is going to be eliminated. The isnaheg, the word hateva, the Arizal says, is bigimatria elokim, exactly. Hateva, that's this mishpat, that's this midas hadin, that's this hastora that we have in this world that we're living in, where Hashem is hidden. Hashem hides himself in the teva, in this teva, in Mother Nature, where for the majority of the world, they don't see Hashem. They can't imagine that there is a Hashem. Why? Because they see everything is natural. The tree grows, you plant a seed, the tree grows, the sun rises in the morning, sets in the evening. They think it's all, you know, teva. But really, it's Elokim. And really, Elokim is Yud Kei Vav. It's all Hashem. It's all really Hashem. So in the future, the teva is going to become botel. V'yisnahig al yedei hashgachos levad. And the entire world is going to be run only through hashgacha. V'hashgachos yisborach hu kuloi toiv, kuloi chesed. And Hashem's hashgacha, when Hashem's hashgacha is turned on in full, it's all chesed, all good. Bechinas oilam chesed yibon. As the pasuk says, the world is going to be rebuilt with chesed. Ki hateva hu hastoras hashgachos yisborach. Because what teva is Hashem in hiding. Bechinas din, bechinas elikim, gematria hateva. Kemuva, as is brought in the writings of the Arizal. Ki be'emes gam hateva hu misnaheg al yedei hashgachos yisborach. Because in reality, the teva is also being run by Hashem's hashgacha, right? We know you have machinery in this world. A person, number one, to build a machine took X number of years or weeks or months. It took human beings. The machine wasn't built by itself. Almost every machine, even these robotics factories where they have robots, you know, making the cars. Who made the robots? The robots weren't made by, a robot didn't make a robot. There was some kind of human hand behind all of that in the beginning, right? So you have a human being who creates a machine, let's say a computer, for example. And then when the computer is finished, we turn on that computer and we run a program that runs for a week. There are certain programs, scientific programs, that can run mamish for a week. It does trillions and trillions of calculations and all kinds of stuff. Now, while that thing is running, a person looks at that and says, wow, this computer, this machine is incredible. It's doing all these calculations by itself. Zero human intervention. Imagine, humanless, totally humanless, right? Wrong. We know it's not true. Because again, who made this computer and who turned it on? Who put in all the way and who turned it on? Once the human being put all of that into place, sure, he pushed a button and now it can go for a week, you know, to do the calculations it needs to do. And then again, at the end of the week, it needs the human being to pull off the printout and all kinds of stuff. You know, lahavdil. Hashem, when he puts the world on autopilot, when Hashem pushes the button and he makes it seem as if he's out of the picture, as if everything's operating by itself. It's all remote control. But again, there's the person, there's the Hashem who's holding the remote control in his hand. Hashem's the one who activated it, and Hashem has a pause button there. Anytime he wants, he can push the pause button and take over, activate the Hashgacha Prati to do whatever he pleases. The Red Sea is flowing this way, north to south. Hashem decided to flick the switch the other way. Let's see how it looks going backwards. The Red Sea is flowing this way. Let's see what it looks like when we turn it into 12-layer cake, you know, to make 12 highways, super highways there, for the Shvatim to walk through, Kriyas Yamsuf. So again, Kigam HaTeva Hu Misnaheg Al Yidei Hashgachos Yisborach. The Teva also is obviously under the control of Hashem's Hashgacha. Rak SheHashgacha Hi Nisteres V'Ne'elemes. It's just that the Hashgacha, when the Teva is operating, the Hashgacha is very well hidden. Bebechinas Hastora. In this behavior of Hashem that we call Hastora, Bebechinas Din, which is a form of Din, Gvura of Hashem. Ukeshenizgale HaHashgacha, whereas when Hashem pulls the curtain, when Hashem opens the curtain and he reveals himself, he reveals the Hashgacha, Azai Hu Kulo Toiv, Kulo Chesed, then it's all goodness, it's all Chesed. Sheze Bechinas Chidish Oilam, that's what's going to be when Hashem recreates the world after Tchias HaMesim. Bechinas Oilam Chesed Yibona, as it says, then it's going to be all Chesed. Ki Oz Yisnahig Al Yidei Hashgacha Levad, because then the world is going to operate only through Hashgacha. Hashem is going to throw away the Hastara. He's going to throw away the Teva. V'azai yizgale ki kulo yechod. And then it's going to be revealed that it was all really one. Ki gam ha-teva hu Hashgacha. Even when it seemed as if the world was operating on autopilot, on Teva, it was still under the supervision of Hashem. It was still Hashgacha. Ki Hashem echod u'shemo echod, because Hashem and His name are one. Bechinas Hashem hu hu Elokim. Hashem hu bechinas Hashgacha. Yud kei vav kei represents Hashgacha. Bechinas Chesed. Elokim bechinas Din. Bechinas Hateva. Hashem's name Elokim represents Midas Hadin. Represents Teva. Ula osid yizgale ki Hashem hu Elokim. In the future, it's going to be revealed to everybody that Hashem and Elokim are really one. Ki kuloi toiv, kuloi echad. It's all oneness. It's all goodness. This is why we mentioned at the end of Yom Kippur, at the end of Nila, after we've been acting a whole day like angels, mamish angels, we're in shul all day, no eating, no drinking, no contact with our wives, mamish malochim, how do we climax it? We climax it with Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, where we declare our faith in Hashem, Emunah, and then we say seven times, Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim, showing that we, again, we're up in Olam Haba now, we're up in above the stars now, we're at a place where we realize that Hashem and Elokim are all really one. Ki gam ha-teva tihiye nechleles b'hashgacha. Because in the future, the teva also will be rolled into the hashgacha. Ki kulo echad, because it's all one. V'anachna, okay, but that's tomorrow. That's lased lovay. What about today? V'anachnu am kodosh mitzuvim gam achshov la'ad bekol machshavta b'almadosi. A Jew is commanded, even while he's living in this physical world, to attach his brain to Olam Haba. The first letter in the Torah begins with the letter Beis. Why? Seems ridiculous. Would have been most logical to start with Aleph, for starters, right? Aleph is the first letter, Aleph Beis. Why Beis? One of the reasons is because the first message to Jewish people is Beis. There's two worlds. There isn't one world. There's this physical world we're living in now, but this ain't it. This is just a hallway, a proizdor. The real world, the Olam Ho'emes, is Olam Haba, the next world. And Rabbeinu Zal teaches us in Likutei Moran that the moment a person wakes up in the morning, a person says, Moidani, and the next thought that the person is supposed to think about is Olam Haba, that there's an Olam Haba to achieve, that I'm not in this world for the sake of being in this world. I'm on a mission here. This place is transit, transit only, transient. It's a transient world. I'm passing through here. I'm here to fill up suitcases to take with me for the real world, for the Olam Ho'emes, as it's called, the world of eternity, the Olam Hanitzchi. Ulahamshich bechinas alma da'asi. We are instructed, we the Jewish people are commanded, to draw Olam Haba into this world. How do we do it? Yom Kippur is an example I just gave. Shabbos is an example. Shabbos is called Me'ein Olam Haba, right? Shabbos is a taste of Olam Haba. Bechinas hashgocha gam bozeh olam. A Jewish person is commanded to have Olam Haba in this world, to be connected to the hashgocha even in this world. Ki zeh ikar avoidaseinu. Because this is the main focus of our avoida in this world. Sheyenichlal zeh olam bebechinas alma dosi. Sheyeh kulei echad. To plug this world into the next world. How do we do it? A Jew eats an apple in this world. What does he do before he eats the apple? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu. He says that Hashem Elokim again. Remember? Olam Haba. He's declaring, he's saying, this apple isn't just a physical apple. This is a kesher to Hashem. This is a stairway to heaven. By making a brach on this apple, I'm connecting to Olam Haba. I'm drawing spirituality from Olam Haba. This apple is a physical thing, but it could have curative powers in it. The Zohar Kodesh says, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. How? When you make a brach on it. You make a brach, you attach it to Hashem Elokim. You attach it to Olam Haba. You say, this apple, I'm not eating this apple just because I'm hungry or because I like the way it smells or tastes. I'm eating this because this, to give me strength to learn Torah and do mitzvahs, which are going to bring me to Olam Haba. I'm making a brach on it because the bracha is attaching me to the source of bracha, which is Olam Haba. V'alkein onu metzuvim sheloi lidroish ba'oisay sashamayim v'loi b'menach shimamayinim. And that's why we're instructed, we're commanded that a Jew is not supposed to seek the guidance of the heavenly stars and these menachashim and these ma'inanim. Rak lahamin b'ashem, but only to believe in Hashem, k'dei lizkoi sayidei zeh l'b'chinas hashgocha, and thereby draw upon ourselves this hashgocha, b'chinas almadosi, this light of Olam Haba. V'zehu b'chinas tomim t'yeh shemalekecha shekosov achar azoris lo yibcham oinu menachish. This is why the Pasuk says, right after Hashem instructs us not to follow these ma'inu menachshim, the next Pasuk says, tomim t'yeh im Hashem alekecha. You should always be with Hashem Elokim. Rav Nosson says, Im Hashem Elokecha Daiko. Look what the Pasuk says. It doesn't say, it could have said, Tomim Tia Im Hashem. Why does it say, Tomim Tia Im Hashem Elokecha? Bechinas Hashem Hu Elokim, Bechinas Alma Da'asi. This Pasuk is telling us that a Jew is always supposed to be plugged into Hashem Elokim, Olam Haba. She'onu mitzuvim ledabek atzmeinu bebechinas alma da'asi, bechinas hashgocha, bechinas Hashem Olekim, bechinas kulay toiv, bechinas bitul ateva. We're commanded to plug into Olam Haba, hashgocha, kulay toiv, bitul ateva. Ki hateva shu bechinas Olekim nichlal bebechinas Hashem, bechinas hashgocha. Because the teva, which is represented by Hashem's name Elokim, is really part of Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's really part of Hashem. It's really under the Hashgacha because it's all one, all good. V'zeh b'chinas tomim. And now you'll understand why the Pasuk uses this special word, tomim. Tomim is one of the most honorable titles in Judaism. Dovid HaMelech starts Kapitel Kuf Yutes with the words, Ashrei Temimei Derech HaHoilchem B'Toiras Hashem. A Jew, Avraham Avinu is called Tomim, Hesalech Lefonai Ve'ye Tomim. Why Tomim? Ki ze ikar hatmimus v'hashleimus she'ein boi shum chisorayim. Because this is what's called perfection. The word Tomim also means complete. Tam means something that's complete, totally finished. Rav Nosson says this is the essence of perfection of shleimus, where there's nothing lacking. Ki kol hachesroinois v'hadinim heim bebechinas hateva. Because all the lackings in this world, all the things that people feel they're lacking, whether it's parnasa, health, happiness, all the different chesroinois, And midas hadin is all associated with teva, sheyinikosam abchinas hadin, which draws from din, bechinas elikim. Aval bebechinas hashgocha, bechinas almadosi, ein shum chisorin vedin klal, ki kuloi toiv klal. Whereas, when a Jew plugs into the hashgocha proti of Hashem, there is nothing whatsoever lacking. There is no lacking. There is no din. It's kulay toiv. Where do we see this? How does the Torah describe Eretz Yisrael? Loisechsar koel bo. There is nothing lacking in Eretz Yisrael. And remember when the Meraglim came back with a bad report, Yehoshua and Kolev said, Toivo ha'oretz ma'oid ma'oid. The land is very, very good. Meaning that this is the place of Hashgacha. This is the place of Olam Haba. This is the place of Kulay Toiv. V'zeh shenizkar Eretz Yisrael eitzel ha'sora zu. And this is also why we find that the Torah associates Eretz Yisrael with this commandment of not having anything to do with magicians, sorcerers, and these people. V'tolo kvishas Eretz Yisrael b'mitzvah zu. And Hashem associated the conquering of Eretz Yisrael with this mitzvah of avoiding contact with these other sources. Komei shekosav, as the pasuk says, ki hagoyim asher ato yoyrei shoysam. Hashem says to the Jewish people, these nations that you are about to conquer, these seven nations, el moinen en vel koismen yishmo, they listen to sorcerers and magicians and those things. Vi ato, but you, the Jewish people, Loikain, you are not like that. Why? Because you are the people of Eretz Yisrael. You are the people of Hashgacha, of Emuna, of Kulay Toiv, of Hashem Elikim. Ki be'emes, ikar kvishas Eretz Yisrael, hu al yidei shonu prushim me'isur zeh. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, the main ability of the Jewish people to conquer Eretz Yisrael and to acquire Eretz Yisrael is dependent on us staying away from this item. These stargazers and these magicians and these sorcerers, or these teva, these people of teva, these scientists, these people who think everything is 1 + 1 = 2, and they think that Eretz Yisrael, that the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael are like any other nation. 1 + 1 = 2. They don't know that in Eretz Yisrael, 1 + 1 could = 11, or 1 + 1 could = 60, or whatever Hashem chooses it to be. That here it's the Hashgacha of Hashem that rules, not nature, not. Ki al yidei shonu misrachakim mizua mazu shel menach shemamayinim, by us distancing ourselves from this filth, this poison of these menach Hashem and mayinim, rakonu maminim b'Hashem, but rather we only believe in Hashem. Through that, we're zoicha for Hashem to give us that renewal of the world. Shu b'chinas Eretz Yisrael. Ki ikar Eretz Yisrael hu ayidei koyach ma'asav. Because again, as Rashi points out in the beginning of Bereishis, the main way that the Jewish people have Eretz Yisrael is based on the pasuk koyach ma'asav higid li'amoy. Because of the fact that Hashem said, I'm the boy, I created this whole world. I created the water and the stars and the fish and the plants, everything I made, or koyach ma'asav, it's all my actions. Al yidei shemaminim. By the fact that the Jewish people believe ki Hashem boro hakoil beretzoinoi, that Hashem created everything according to His will, Hashem was not bound by any or controlled in any way by any laws of nature. V'zeh shekosav, and this is why the pasuk says ki biglal hatoyev oisoele Hashem alekecha moir shoysa miponecha. It's because of the fact that the goyim lived with these toyevois, these disgusting ways of sorcery and magic, all of these things. Because of that, Hashem is giving Eretz Yisrael, taking Eretz Yisrael away from them and giving it to the Jewish people. Because Rav Nosson says, by a person seeking these disgusting things, these sorcerers, magicians, all of these kinds of people, they do not have pure, simple faith in Hashem. This is what results in their being evicted from Eretz Yisrael. Ki efsher lizkois l'Eretz Yisrael kim al yedei emuna. Because the only way that a person is zeichet to acquire Eretz Yisrael, to really, really be privileged to be established permanently in Eretz Yisrael, is through emuna. And that's why right next to this commandment, it also says, Novi Okim Lecha. Hashem says, I will establish for you a prophet. Because all of this is dependent on a true prophet. If you remember, Rav Nosson Zal began the whole discussion where he quoted a chapter in Likut Imran. He said that through Nevuah, a person is zeichet to Birur HaMedame, and a person is zeichet to Emuna, and with Emuna we zeichet to Chiddush HaOlam, you know, etc., etc. That's this Novi Emes, the true prophets. Ki al yedei Nevuah zeichen le'Emuna deKedusha, because when the flow of Nevuah is flowing properly from Hashem to the prophets, then Klal Yisrael is zeichet to the right kind of Emuna, ve'lifroish mizua mas hanochash, and to stay away completely from the filth of the snake, shehu bechinas menachashim u'ma'inanim, which is also the source for these sorcerers and these magicians, these people.